It was a crisp December morning, and Charlie Brown stared out the window as snowflakes danced in the air. The world around him was buzzing with excitement for Christmas, but Charlie felt empty inside. "I just don't understand Christmas," he muttered. "I feel like something's missing." His dog, Snoopy, wagged his tail as he worked on decorating his doghouse with bright lights and ornaments for a neighborhood contest. Even his best friend Linus seemed caught up in the festive cheer. But Charlie couldn't shake the feeling that there was more to Christmas than flashy decorations and gifts. "Maybe directing the Christmas play will help me figure it out," Charlie thought. At Lucy's suggestion, he agreed to take charge of the school's holiday production. He arrived at rehearsal, determined to make it meaningful. But chaos broke loose. His friends argued about costumes, ignored his instructions, and cared more about dancing than acting. Frustrated, Charlie decided they needed a symbol of Christmas to bring them together. At the tree lot, Charlie spotted a small, scraggly pine. Unlike the shiny, artificial tree surrounding it, this one was real. "This little tree needs me," he said, carrying it back proudly. When he arrived at rehearsal, the laughter began. "What kind of tree is that?" demanded Lucy. "It's pathetic." Charlie felt his heart sink. The ridicule from his friends only deepened his confusion. "I guess I'll never understand Christmas," he said, walking away with his head low. But then Linus stepped forward, holding his blue blanket. "Charlie Brown," he called, "I'll tell you what Christmas is all about." Standing on the stage, Linus recited the story of Christ's birth. "And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." The auditorium fell silent. Linus smiled and added, "That's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown." Moved by Linus's words, Charlie returned to the little tree. His friends followed, realizing they had been wrong. Together, they decorated the tree with love, transforming it into a glowing centerpiece. As snow fell softly around them, the children gathered around the tree and sang carols. Charlie Brown looked at his friends and smiled. For the first time, he felt the warmth of the season. Christmas wasn't about the gifts or the glitter. It was about love, kindness, and being together. And Charlie Brown had found it at last.